Now, at a ceremony held in Dublin yesterday, the Irish Academy of Engineering formally inducted Kerryman and BP CEO Bernard Looney as a fellow of the organisation. He was nominated for membership of the Academy in recognition of his outstanding contribution to the engineering profession. He was a graduate of UCD and Stanford University. He began working with BP in 1991, worked through many different areas of the organisation and the company, and was appointed CEO of the 113-year-old global energy giant in 2020. With me in the line to talk about this, we have another Kenmare man, Kieran O'Brien. Kieran, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good. Tell me a bit about what happened yesterday and how prestigious this is.
Yeah, we had the very pleasant job of admitting Bernard to the Academy. He is clearly a man of outstanding caliber and achievement at this stage. And he graced us with his presence and with a very 15 or 20 minutes of explanation of where the company was going. He is, in fact, leading BP through the biggest change the company has ever gone through in its over 100-year history, where they're moving from fossil fuel production purely to become what he called an integrated energy company, so that as we go forward, ever more of their investment is going to be in large-scale renewables, for instance, and they would probably be reducing their investment in fossil fuels. But it was very careful to point out that this was a transition and that you couldn't just cut one and start another. One had to manage a transition. I thought he was extremely knowledgeable in that area. But he's managing that transition in the company, and it is the biggest change the company and its people have ever seen.
Certainly is a remarkable achievement for a man from South Kerry to make it all the way in a company as an industry as big as that.
Well, Jerry, you should know the people from Kenmare are really very talented. You know?
I didn't want to say it. The listeners would be giving out to me.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. This particular individual had left Kenmare long before Bernard or you appeared there. So I'm a little bit out of touch with the Kenmare situation, although I'll be back down there this evening actually to see my sister.
Very good, very good. Kieran, listen, look, he's as you mentioned there, he's moving the company away from fossil fuels. The energy situation, we're in a crisis at the moment. Governments are considering emergency action. Some of them are brought in emergency action. So it's a very interesting time. Engineering solutions will have to get us out of this, but now it looks like they'll have to be delivered at a much faster pace than we had been delivering them up to now. So it's a period of huge change.
There was a lot of discussion about this last night, and again, Bernard was careful not to say too much about the Irish situation. Being a good diplomat, he's not going to get too critical about something that he's not intimately involved in. But a lot of questions about that, and clearly in Ireland at the moment, we have two major problems. I mean, the price of energy is rocketing up here as a result of the war in the Ukraine, but there is also a significant risk over the next couple of years that we will fail to meet the demand for electricity between now and the end of the decade. And that problem is entirely of our own making. That didn't come from the war in Ukraine. And a lot of the discussion was about why that has happened and what we should be doing to try and fix it, basically. And it is very worrying because there are no short-term solutions anymore, which is why the regulatory authority, the CRU, is coming up with pricing initiatives to try and reduce the peak demand, that kind of thing, which you can understand in the short term. But that's not going to fix the long term. In the long term, we need to get more backup generation on the system. A lot of people don't understand that, we've had times in the Irish power system where we've had 60% of our generation from renewables, which is wonderful. We've also had times when 3% comes from renewables, and then you had better have backup generation. And we have, in the past couple of years, failed to get new backup generation onto the system for reasons that are still not quite understood. And that is leading us into a very, very difficult situation about the reliability of our electricity in the long term. And the Irish Academy of Engineering is obviously very worried about this, has published a number of papers on this. We were happy to have that discussion with the audience and with Bernard last night.
Yeah, and look, it's one that we'll be talking about for a lot longer as we head into this winter. On the longer term, Kieran, you're a former managing director of ESB National Grid, now Air Grid. This discussion about, obviously, we need gas storage. We should have gas storage. We're sorry we don't have it now in the current crisis. Perhaps maybe, a transition using gas for the next number of years. But on the longer term, one of the ideas is a more integrated grid in Europe. a grid that can supply energy where the wind is blowing somewhere to where it isn't blowing and vice versa. Is that the longer term answer to provide renewable backup? Or is that pie in the sky?
It's certainly part of the answer. I mean, increasing the interconnectivity of the grid is always good, and it increases the reliability. Now, whether it's a total answer or not is problematic. The issue is that when there is, particularly we get weather patterns here that cause us to have very low wind output. Typically, these occur in the winter time. We get high pressure, settles over Ireland, and we get very cold weather and no wind. Now, the trouble with that is that weather pattern extends not just to Ireland, but to Britain and over the North Sea and south to France. It's a big system. And the question is, you know, if we don't have, and we've had situations here where we haven't had enough generation, and we've contacted our colleagues in the UK and they said, well, we were just going to lift the phone to you. You know, so it's the extent of this system is an issue. But undoubtedly, if we can increase the interconnectivity in Europe, then great. However, there is one huge problem. Nobody can build transmission. We can put in underground and underwater cables, all right, but you need to be able to build some overground transmission, and that's impossible. It's not socially acceptable in Ireland, particularly anymore. You cannot.
You run into
it,
planning. No one wants it on their land. Local groups get together and they fight it tooth and nail.
Absolutely. And with the planning system we have in Ireland, I mean, planning systems are there to balance the interests of the individual with the interests of the community. And in Ireland, that interest would seem to be very much, tilted towards the individual. And therefore, we don't get these things done. In 2009, I think, we started to build to work on an interconnector, a new interconnector to the north of Ireland, which we need to integrate our own systems here in Ireland.
Yeah.
And there's still absolutely no sign of that being built, you know. So,
That's 13 years ago we started that process.
Absolutely. And remember, this is not a question of technology. It's not a question of finance. This is a question of social acceptability. And social acceptability is not something that's going to be sorted out by AirGrid or a regulatory authority or ESB or anybody else. This is a political issue, and it requires political leadership from the very top to make that happen. And that, frankly, is not very evident at times.
Yeah, okay. Well, listen, it's an interesting one. It's where the debate is moving now, that's for sure. Kieran, thanks for giving us your time this morning. Enjoy Kenmare. It's a fantastic place, as we all know. And well done to Bernard Looney.
Okay, take care.